Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about not being lazy. And I like even thinking about it that way, because it's not... What the author of today's blog talks about is that, are we really being lazy, or are we afraid? Mm-hmm. And we had, you know, one of the reasons that we say forget to be afraid, or I guess I say to be afraid at the end of the podcast, is that we need to forget to be afraid, and we need to go out and we need to challenge ourselves and to push mm-hmm. ourselves and to work outside of our comfort zones. And this is another article that kind of talks about, right. You're not really lazy. You're not meeting your goals. It's not because you're not lazy. Because you're lazy, it's because you're afraid.
Another reason.
You may be afraid. There may be some anxiety or some stress or some of that hesitation that's preventing you from accomplishing your goals.
Right. When I first started reading this, and he talked about it's not because you're lazy or something like that, I wasn't sure where he was going. But very mm-hmm. quickly, he reveals what he's really talking about here is if you're not living the life that you want to live, mm-hmm. if you're not accomplishing the goals that you want to accomplish, it's not because you're too lazy. Mm-hmm. And then he launches into this discussion of all the self-help
yeah.
books that are out, and really does a scathing, mm-hmm. I think, critique of all that stuff. It's a the self-help industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. And I encourage you to read what he says about it, mm-hmm. because he talks about the Dr. Phils, Dr. Oz, Franklin Covey, Stephen Covey, Dale Carnegie, all these self-help gurus. Mm-hmm. And what he essentially says about them is they're all saying the same thing.
Right.
And they're all saying things that who could argue with it?
Right.
Yeah, it's better to eat take omega-3. It's better to eat raw foods. It's better. We all know that. Yeah. Nobody disagrees with that. But he said in one form or another, that's what all the self-help books are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that that's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we have that self-help industry is because so many people are dissatisfied mm-hmm. with their current state.
Right.
Okay, and we are frequently told that it's because we don't have initiative mm-hmm. or that we're lazy or that we don't have motivation.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's not the issue at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That there's something else at work here.
Yeah.
So then he got me interested in the article because yeah. I wanted to see what else is at work here.
Yes, and he works his way to fear.
That's right.
He says that it's not that we're lazy. It's not that any of those other things. It's because we are so anxious about failing, about sometimes mm-hmm. succeeding. Mm-hmm. We're afraid of succeeding sometimes.
Right.
But it's that fear that prevents us from doing the things right. that we really want to do, or at least that we think that we really want to do.
And you mentioned that in an article recently, in a column recently, where you said that we tend to think, if we fail,
mm-hmm.
we tend to think of ourselves as a failure.
Right.
Okay. We define ourselves. Certainly, school-age children mm-hmm. do this. You mm-hmm. know, if they do poorly on something, they think of themselves as being
right.
unintelligent or stupid or lazy, or that they are somehow the failure.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it at all. But that's is even adults do that.
Right.
You know, if I fail or if I fall short, mm-hmm. that there's some I have some characterological flaw.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's not the case.
Yeah. Yeah, because of course the reality is that we all fail sometimes.
Should.
I mean, you know, this is not the podcast to talk about all A's, but I feel like it should be, because it's the problem
true.
That I have with all A's.
It's true, because I thought about that as I was reading this.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, imagine a kid who feels that he has to get all A's.
Right.
And then he gets a B.
Right.
And he feels like a failure because mm-hmm. he got a B. First of all, it should not reflect on him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there should be some attempt to figure out, you know, if there's a problem,
right?
Not that a B is a problem,
mm-hmm.
but if there's a problem, let's go find the problem.
Yeah,
it's not you,
right?
It's something else,
right?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, all A's is good.
Yeah. So when we think about you know, you're not lazy. I think that that's the first piece to focus on is that, okay, you know, the fact that you're resisting doing the things that you need to do. And he kind of goes through some very specific examples. You know, you're choosing to go through Facebook as opposed to write, or you're choosing to, you know, binge watch 6 hours of Black Mirror,
Black Mirror
as opposed to, you know, going out and trying to find your soulmate.
Right.
It's not that all that is lazy behavior. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it's avoidant behavior.
Well, somebody said one time that children aren't lazy. They just don't want to do what we want them to do.
Right.
They're not a person who's... Mel Levine mm-hmm. wrote a book called mm-hmm. The Myth of Laziness. And in that book, he talks about all this stuff that, you know, kids are motivated to do things. They're just not motivated to do what we want them to do. There's a big difference in those two things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is with this. And what he's saying is, if you want to, there is no blueprint for a rich and fulfilling life. And we see, you and I have talked about this. We see plenty of 20 somethings
mm-hmm.
who are sort of vaguely dissatisfied with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason they're dissatisfied is they're not doing what they really want to do.
Right.
Okay. And I agree with him that mm-hmm. I think part of it, and maybe a large part of it, is fear.
Mm-hmm.
They're spending their time
mm-hmm.
doing other things.
Right.
Smoking marijuana, going to clubs, going to bars, hanging out with friends. And they're not doing the things that will make life meaningful.
Right. Because it's not that, you know, the... When you think about what is needed to live that fulfilling life, when you think about what is needed to be satisfied, you know, you have to stretch yourself outside of your comfort zone. You have mm-hmm. to push yourself beyond what you typically push yourself to do. And that comes with risk.
Right.
That comes with a inherent danger of sorts. And if you're not willing to do that, if you grow up in a world where... with all A's, mm-hmm. where the expectation is that you're always going to be successful, mm-hmm. Perfectly successful, exceptionally successful, putting yourself in a situation where you may not be is very, very risky.
Too much risk.
And so it's, again, not a laziness issue. It's a fear issue.
Right.
As this author kind of explains.
That's right. I have to mention this, not because it's immediately important, but he said, we all have this fear. And he said, just think about it for a moment. Do you talk to your boss differently than you talk to your friends?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. Why? Because there's some fear factor there.
Right.
Do you not apply for things because you're, why don't you apply for things? Because you're afraid of being turned down.
Right.
Better not to try
mm-hmm.
than to try and fail.
Right.
Okay. What keeps us from finishing tasks?
Mm-hmm.
Fear that we might not get it right, that we're mm-hmm. not doing it right. And he argues that fear is at the source of all this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's if you want success, he said the irony here is that if you want to feel successful, you have to fail.
Right.
You have to
fail over and over and over again.
That's right.
Yeah.
You have to do it over and over again, because if you're not failing, you're not trying.
Right.
If you're always successful, you're going to live a very vanilla, nondescript, unsatisfying life.
Right.
You know, and we can see that across activities, whether you're talking about school kids or mm-hmm. adults who are working or husbands or wives.
Yeah.
If you're not failing once in a while, it means you're not trying. It means you're not stretching.
Yeah, I think of some of the people that I work with who, you know, they're adults and they're looking to go back to school, or they're mm-hmm. looking to go back and, you know, redefine who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were living a life that
that were
pretty consistent and pretty predictable, and now they're pushing themselves out there, and maybe they're going to graduate school, or they're going and trying some new things that's stretching themselves a little bit. And as they're stretching themselves, they're meeting that stress, and it's the anxiety of that unknown of, you know, was this a mistake? Should I not be doing this? Should I go back to what I was doing before? And a lot of what we do in therapy is to, you know, you weren't completely happy before. You were perhaps content. You were comfortable,
mm-hmm.
though unhappy. And so, would going back really be what you would want to do? You know, you're pushing yourself and you're working hard and you're trying things that you've never tried before and you're having to adapt in mm-hmm. ways that you haven't had to adapt before.
Right.
To go back now would just be to give in to that fear, that anxiety, that stress. You got to keep pushing yourself.
That's right. You have to fail forward. You have to be willing to take those risks.
Right.
Because if you're always success pursuing,
mm-hmm.
if all you want to do is succeed, then you're not pushing yourself beyond your comfort.
Right. Right.
And you have to be willing to fail.
Yeah.
Interesting. And because he says success isn't about knowing more. It's about acting on incomplete, learning how to act on incomplete information.
Right.
You know, that you're never going to know enough.
Right.
But you're going to have to do things based on the information that you have.
And this gets back to the problem that I have with A's.
Right.
A's assumes that you know everything that you need to know about that.
Right.
And
right.
if you know everything you need to know about a subject,
mm-hmm.
then clearly you're not studying it enough, because there should be nothing that you know everything about.
That's exhaustible. There
right.
is nothing that's exhaustible. We learned that in science, in
mm-hmm.
neuroscience, because you can say, well, here's the brain. Well, here's the lobes of the brain. Well, here are the neurons of the brain. Well, here are the types of neurons.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the receptor sites. And these are the types of receptor sites. And it goes all the way down to the atom.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine is doing that molecular genetic or nuclear genetics of DNA. It happens at an atomic level.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that stuff.
Okay? Not yet.
But one of the things that he says that struck a chord in me was, of course you're not good the first time.
Right.
Of course you're going to fail the first time. Everybody does.
Right.
You always fail. But he said, and he has a wonderful phrase, he said, of course it sucks the first time, but nothing sucks forever.
Right.
You get better. The second time is better.
Right.
The third time is better. The fourth time. You and I have been through this learning how to run a business.
Right.
And we keep learning how to run a business. You learned this month,
mm-hmm.
right after, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
And we learned something else about running a business.
Mm-hmm.
We sucked at it. We didn't know we sucked.
Yeah.
But we did.
Yeah.
Okay. But you get better.
Yeah.
So of course you're not going to be good the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why you keep doing it, because
right.
you get better. Nobody's good the first time.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
At anything.
So yeah.
If it is, it's not your first time.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Or either that, or you probably don't know that you're doing it wrong.
Either that, or you're starting at too low a level.
Right.
So get some competition right. in there.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody's good when you're playing below your level.
But yeah. And he has these two steps.
Yes.
He says to overcome some of that fear. Mm-hmm. And he says,
you can't say that.
I'm not going to say the word. Number one is do scary
stuff.
Step two is repeat.
That's right. Just keep doing it.
He said there is no step three.
No.
You just keep doing scary stuff.
I love, because he builds this as the last self-help article you'll ever have to read.
Right.
You know, he said, you don't have to read all the rest of that stuff.
Yeah.
He said, this is the last one to read. And that's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just do scary stuff. Go ahead and take the plunge.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can think of parts of my life.
Yeah.
It really is fear. Now, I can justify it.
Sure.
And I can rationalize it. And I can say, well, it's really not fear. It's really this. And it's practical. And I can't afford it. And I can't. No. It's probably fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can think of three or four areas of my life where it's been fear that have stopped me from doing something.
Yeah.
Going to medical school when I was 25, it was fear,
mm-hmm.
you know, fear of failure.
Right.
And had I known this then,
yeah,
things would have turned out very differently.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's fear.
Yep. So forget to be afraid.
It goes, you came
back
up with that,
to
didn't
that.
You?
So, all right.
Years ago.
It feels like it's been for years.
No, that phrase,
yeah.
Forget to be afraid, that was a long time ago you did that.
Yeah, so, all right, so that's it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.